Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Whom to fear? When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God whose word I praise. In God I trust, I will not be afraid. In God whose word I praise, in the Lord whose word I praise, in God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Psalm chapter 56, verses 3 and 4, and verses 10 and 11. Have you ever been afraid of someone? Have you ever experienced the fear of God? Interestingly, it's the same Hebrew word, yare, for both. This word can mean either something that causes me to fight or flight, or it can mean reverential respect. David is saying, when I begin to feel the fear of man, I instead turn to the fear of God, and I am no longer afraid. Or to put it another way, when I think I have to fight or flight on my own, I instead choose to reverence God, and He takes care of my fear. In both verses 4 and 10, the word praise is the Hebrew word for hallelujah. When David feels fear of man creeping in, he looks to God's word, finds a promise on which to stand, and reverentially begins to worship God. Hallelujah! With this promise, I no longer need to fear man. The Amplified Bible says, on God I lean, rely, and confidently put my trust. I will not fear. There is one other difference in the Hebrew language that is not readily apparent in the English translation. In verse 4, David uses the name Elohim for God. This means the mighty God who is supreme over all. In verse 10, he uses God's covenant name, Yahweh, or Jehovah. To me, this sounds like David knew that the fear of God could combat everything from general fears of human philosophies to a specific fear of a specific mortal. His conclusion is a good one. What can man, a mere mortal, or any of his worldly philosophies do to rattle me? Absolutely nothing, because I am secure in God. We all become fearful at times. If we choose to fight or flight the fear, we do it in our own strength. This may result in temporary relief, but the fear will come back around again. However, if we decide to fear God, to say hallelujah to His promises, He is able to completely remove our fear. The choice is ours. Fear man or fear God. To paraphrase the declaration of Joshua, found in Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 and 15, choose this day whom you will fear. As for me, I choose to fear God.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.